day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary is back with us, or maybe I should say we're back with her because we're in Washington, D.C. Michelle, welcome.
Hello, and I'm glad that you're in D.C.
Well, we're here. I've been reading you in the last couple of weeks, writing a lot about financial advice for kids going to college and university. So we've come to the campus of George Washington University here in Washington, and we're going to look for some kids to speak with, okay?
Okay, that'd be great. Are you a student here?
Yes.
I'm Michelle Singletary with the Washington Post.
I'm Justin Holloman from Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, excellent. And what year are you in here?
I'm a freshman this year.
What was your plan to pay for college?
Well, hopefully it was to get into a college that gave me a big scholarship, so I wouldn't have to pay that much. And luckily, GW's paying like 90% of my funding here, so I'm lucky I don't pay but that much, you know?
Still, this is a private university, so even though you've only got to pay 10%, that's not nothing.
It's a lot still.
Sure.
Do you mind me asking, now, when did you start looking for the scholarship? Did you only apply to GW, or did you spend quite a bit of time looking for scholarships?
I applied to, like, a lot of state schools, where state schools will give you more money. And then I also, my goal is going into politics, so I applied to a lot of D.C. schools. Uh-huh. And GW was the one that gave me the most money, so I was like, you know what, might as well take advantage of this opportunity. One thing my mom was like, you better go to a place where I can afford to pay for college. So I had to, like, look at college tuitions, like, and then I had to pick out colleges in our, like, price range. And GW definitely wasn't in our price range. I took a shot and said, let's apply here and see if they can help us out financially.
That's excellent. So even though you couldn't afford it, that's a very good point. Apply to your state schools, which I call the safety schools. And then once you get the information, if you get accepted, they send you the financial aid letter. You see how much you're going to get. Then you can make the decision, correct?
Yes.
Good, good. So that's what I would tell people. Don't rule it out. In other words, you didn't rule it out.
No.
It was pie in the sky.
Yeah.
But in this case, it paid
worked
off.
Out.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Miss, could we just ask you a question? We're doing interviews with people who are in school, enrolled in school, about paying for school. And could I get your name and where you're from and what year you're in?
My name is Jesslyn Pinio. I grew up in Southern California. I'm a senior.
What, you must have had a sort of a plan about paying for this school because it's $45,000 a year or so?
Yeah, about there.
How do you manage to pay for it?
My mom is wonderful, and she takes out loans for me because as an 18-year-old, I didn't have a large enough credit line to take out loans for myself.
Okay, hold on just a second. Let me offer expert advice from Michelle Singletary, who's been writing a lot recently about paying for college, and she's been interviewing and talking to a lot of students. Any questions for the expert?
I don't know. What do you recommend as far as consolidating or not consolidating? And consolidation is great because you can package it all into one loan. Now, when you shop around, you want to look for a lender that has things like if you pay on time for a year, they will reduce the interest rate. Those are the kinds of things that you want to look for.
Yeah.
Do they have a payment plan in where you say you don't get the best job and you're not making a whole lot? Do they have a system where you can pay less based on your income? It's called income contingencies. So you want to look at all those kinds of terms. Do they have breaks for interest rates for one-time payments as you sit down to go through those loans? And I think consolidation will help. With that amount of debt, $120,000 or more, you probably are going to want to stretch it out because I doubt very seriously you can pay that back over 10 years.
No, probably not.
But recognize that when you consolidate and you stretch them out, you increase the costs because you're going to be paying it out longer, which means you're going to be paying more interest.
Right.
That's something you need to talk about. Do you want to do that? Think, am I going to have the kind of job that I can pay this back in 10 years? Or am I going to have the kind of job where I'm going to need a little bit more freedom? And then you want to consolidate and stretch those payments out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very, very much.
Thanks.
And thanks to day-to-day personal finance contributor Michelle Singletary.